The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Joining us now, Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of Jobs Creator Network. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. So what do you think of the president's plan? Is it the right plan?
I think it's a great plan. It is the right plan. I love the focus. If you've had a chance to see him this weekend, he's now talking about tax cuts. Obviously supportive of full reform, but talking about tax cuts this year, which is what we need. Our businesses in particular need it, and even more in particular, our small businesses. There are about 29 million of them out there, employing about 56 million hardworking Americans. So that's about 85 million people in this country that are dependent on this tax cut.
It has been a long time since small businesses in America had any type of help from the government. I mean, it has been 20-whatever years of let's just pile more and more burdens, higher and higher taxes, more and more rules and regulations. It's been an adversarial relationship with the federal government.
It's truly a head scratcher, isn't it? I mean, over 20 years that small businesses have had a break. Isn't it about time that they actually finally get a break?
Well, and it's so funny. If you remember during the economic troubles of the early Obama administration, late George W. Bush administration, they propped up the big businesses. And the most outrageous thing, aside from ideological, you know, free market values that I have, was that this was the opportunity for smaller businesses to shine. Small businesses do some things better than big business. Big business do some things better than smaller business. Well, the big businesses were supposed to suffer then for all the advantages and mistakes that they then made prior to that. And instead, we propped them up, sticking it to small business again.
You know, it's so true. We like saying that actually small business is too big to fail. And we need to remember that. We're talking not, and the opposition would love to say, oh, this is just another break for families like the Trumps and stuff like this is breaks for small business owners that you walk down the street. This is the dry cleaner. It is the, you know, the burger shop down the street. I mean, these are the folks that we're actually talking about. Again, there are 29 million of these small businesses. About 98% of them have business income of less than $2.5 million. 98%. This is not these are not big businesses.
You know what, and Alfredo, I also like the idea of if this happens and you see some small businesses flourish, it's also going to be good for entrepreneurs who want to start new businesses. I mean, this is a cornerstone that has built America, and this is what we need more of.
Well, and that's absolutely right. I mean, this is truly the American dream. Small businesses are truly the backbone of this country. I always tell people, like, think about it for a second, right? Your listeners are probably out there either own a small business or have owned a small business, have a family member or a friend that own a small business, or shop a small business every single day of their lives, right? Small businesses touch our lives in a way that, frankly, a lot of large businesses don't on a daily basis, and we need to give them a break.
You know, it's funny, there's a lot of people that have served in Congress over the years that have had small businesses after they started large businesses. My point by that is most of the people in Congress are not really good at this. These are people, there used to be an email that had mass circulated 20 years ago about all the failures, and I'm sure you could update it now if somebody took the time to go through each member of Congress. How many members of Congress have had failed businesses, have bankrupted businesses, all of this? I don't think most of them really get free market, Alfredo.
You know, they don't, and that's the sad part. I mean, if you really look at how many members actually have ever owned a small business, it's a very, very small part. How many have actually signed the front of a check and not just the back of a check? It is a very, very small amount of people. And you know what we should do? I think would be a great idea. I think we should have, like, bring your representative to work day. Actually understand what it is.
Oh, that's priceless.
One of those. Every 2 weeks, I would be, like, sweat dripping down my forehead thinking about how I was going to make payroll.
Alfredo, right. That is absolutely brilliant. You may have already said the most brilliant thing on this program, setting out this week already on Monday morning.
Yep.
Bring, oh my gosh, can you imagine if they actually, and I'm not talking about the photo op where they still have the button up on and they put the t-shirt right. over and they're, right. they load one sandbag, you know, yeah. to stop the hurricane waters or something. Uh-huh. I mean, if they really spend time, there was, who was it over the, there's an article I saw over the weekend, we'll end up talking about it later, about a guy who was a progressive writer and was involved in public broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And he spent the last year in middle America. And much to his shock, wow, these are good people and I understand them better now. Can you imagine if Congress actually did that as well, where they truly spent time with that small business owner, the guy who owns the roofing business or the guy who owns the restaurant?
Yeah, never happened. Well,
wow, it is hard out here.
It would be huge. We actually have a petition out called TaxCutsNow.com. We have about almost 150,000 people that have signed that petition so far. We're asking for more folks to go out there and sign that. But that's 150,000 people that actually believe that this is something we need to do. And over the past 2 years at Job Creators Network, we went out to America. We did about 40 different stops across 20 different states. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of small business owners, and they're all saying the same thing. Give me tax cuts now. And if our leaders could only actually have ridden that bus with me, I think they would have learned a lot, and there wouldn't even be a discussion at this point. This thing would have already passed.
Now, the petition is at TaxCutsNow.com?
Yes, TaxCutsNow.com. That's correct.
Okay, I'm tweeting out a link to that and JobCreatorsNetwork.com, and also I'll tweet at you, at Jobs Creator Network, so people can follow you as well. It's funny because, Alfredo, this is not left and right. This is not Democrat or Republican. This is not conservative, libertarian, progressive. This is simply something that should happen, and here's how you know. Here's how you know that it truly is not Republican versus Democrat.
Tax rates are too high today, and tax revenues are too low. And the soundest way to raise the revenues in the long run is to cut the rates now. And the reason is that only full employment can balance the budget, and tax reduction can pave the way to that employment. The purpose of cutting taxes now is not to incur a budget deficit, but to achieve the more prosperous, expanding economy, which can bring a budget surplus.
Well-known Republican leader John F. Kennedy.
Absolutely. It was a good idea then. It's a great idea now.
It's the right thing to do. All right, I'm going to tweet that out, and we wish you the best of luck. Please, Alfredo, let us know how we can help with this thing. We've had our differences with President Trump. We've agreed with him on things. This is something, as I said, absolutely should happen. I hope that we can achieve more down the road, but let's do what we can to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, there's nothing more American than getting these tax cuts done right now and helping all our small business owners out there.
All right, tweeting at you now, buddy. Thanks so much. Keep us posted, all right?
All right, will do. Thanks.
Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the Jobs Creator Network. It's at Jobs Creator Network, jobscreatornetwork.com, and Tax Cuts Now if you want to sign the petition. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com. To see all of their products. It's blazewildrice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.